Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the June 8th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Joining us next on The Hemp Show, we have Chris Bergen, the CEO of Day One Organics. With over a decade of experience in the game, Chris has cultivated, extracted, and shared plenty of excellent materials with the masses. Chris brings his experience to Day One Organics, which is a bulk wholesale flower distributor based in North Carolina that specializes in top shelf smokable products. Day One Organics was started with a belief that cannabis was put on this earth to inspire and heal, and their mission is to bring that gift to anyone willing to try it. Their selection of True Indoor Flower, Artisan Dabs, and Super B Greenhouse will leave you stunned at what the hemp plant can do. Thank you for joining us today, Chris, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, doing excellent. So it looks like you're in the warehouse today, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just surrounded by plenty of great product and some good friends, so...
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here. We've spoken briefly before, but you have a long background in the cannabis space. Basically, your adult career has been mostly focused on cannabis and hemp. So I kind of want to kick things off here with what your previous experience was, you know, with cannabis, how you got started there, and then ultimately how that progressed you into the hemp space with Day One Organics.
For sure. So I'm originally from a small town in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Not too much going on there. And from a young age, I mean, cannabis amongst other things was always around. I was put on ADHD medication when I was like 9 or 10 years old at the recommendation of my teachers. And my parents didn't know any better. So they went to a doctor. They gave me, you know what I mean, a prescription of Adderall or some other derivative. And I was on that every single day from 9 until 14. I was told in my DARE classes that cannabis was a terrible thing, that this was something that's going to be a gateway drug that's going to ruin your life, that if you get involved in this, you are just not a good person. I was 14. I had some older friends. We had tried, cannabis a couple times, and it made me feel excellent. It helped me just enjoy my life and kind of be more chilled out, calm, and overall happy. And I looked at that as a 14-year-old and was wondering, why is this thing that my doctor gives me that I'm told by my parents and teachers and everything is okay, and it makes me feel like a zombie? It makes me feel like not my normal self. And then I tried this plant that I was told is a terrible thing, and it makes me feel incredible, and it's something that I enjoy, and that, you know what I mean? From then on, cannabis helped me get off of these pharmaceutical drugs that, as a teenager, I was making this decision based off of how I'm feeling. I didn't look at medical studies. I didn't look at any of that. And from then on, I've just enjoyed it. I've always had it around me. I've always enjoyed sharing it with people. And it's become a big portion of my life. Ended up going to college, got even more involved in the cannabis scene. And through that, started actually seeing a lot of results with people around me consuming it. Friends, parents, friends with, chronic diseases, with cancer, who are doing nothing in their lifestyle, but changing, something that they're intaking every day, which was cannabis, and their lives are getting better. They're getting healthier. I've seen literal miracles through this plant. And from then on, I ended up dropping out of college in Pennsylvania. I moved out to Northern California and got in with the right group of people and started working with experts and worked my way up, just growing our own, extracting our own, selling our own. And from that, did that for a good couple of years. California switched over to rec with a lot of extra red tape and headache. And I didn't particularly want to go that route. Was looking into CBD prior to that, just seeing the benefits and how it was opening up on the East Coast and all over the country with less regulation. And then 2019 came around and came wide open. I had great sources of friends that were already growing low THC product, and we jumped right into it and kind of took off. So
excellent. And now you're the CEO of Day One Organics. So yep. it's all come full circle.
It's definitely been an interesting ride. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of learning experiences. So, but yeah, we specialize in top shelf federally legal cannabis. So hemp, CBD, CBG, anything with minors. And we pride ourselves in the quality that's behind that.
Very cool. So I got a ton of questions about the business, but I want to make a few comments and what you mentioned with your past experience. Cool. What I find is there's really kind of two types of people that enter this space. One that's looking solely for the green, as far as solely for the money, sees it as they're going to ride that green wave up with everybody else. The second one is in it for the passion, where they had a lot of them had some sort of personal experience, whether it was themselves or a family member that needed the product for its medical benefits. Ultimately, when talking about something like cannabis or even CBD hemp, I find it interesting that, parents, because the doctor prescribed it, that they're willing to give you an amphetamine at such a young age. How old were you when that happened?
I was literally 9 years old. I think they recommended it in second grade. I was 8. And then I don't think I got on it till I was 9, but at 9 years old, you're not developed at all. You haven't gone through puberty or anything. And it's crazy to put such a strong stimulant in. Like, they don't recommend kids drink caffeine at that age, let alone a serious amphetamine. That it's a huge hypocrisy being taught in school by a police officer or a doctor about in DARE classes that these things were terrible, when they never brought up Adderall, they never brought up anxiety medication or depression medication or any of the stuff that is socially allowed. There's no norm around it. And then with cannabis, it's been demonized for 100 years now almost. And it's crazy to see people can start taking this plant, and in a week their quality of life has gone through the roof. I mean, that didn't happen with my Adderall medication. It took a couple weeks, and then I was a completely different person, way less creative, way less excited, barely would eat, which I'm sure is not good for children or really anybody. Your body needs nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I think the benefits here are real, and people see them as soon as they start taking our products.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Yeah. And ultimately, I can reflect with your story quite a bit. I mean, I was in remedial education my entire life because I struggled to read. And the main reason was because I'm extremely dyslexic. And the other reason is I have, a certain level of ADD, ADHD. So you combine those two together and it's hard to focus, but in all reality, I had a ton of drive. It was just, you had to focus me towards something. But
yeah,
luckily my parents never went down the route of, you know, giving me some sort of amphetamine, and I was able to deal with it in other ways. For me, it was sports, but, nice. But still eventually sports caught up with itself due to the opiate epidemic that runs rampant through sports. So one way or another, I found my way to cannabis in a similar method as you, seeking alternatives, right? To in your case, to help kind of slow your mind down so you can focus. Now it was around 14 when you started kind of experience cannabis and
voluntarily. Had a really interesting story on the first time. I don't think I'll share that here, but
maybe on our deep dive conversation.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're gonna transition to the products shortly here because we don't have a lot of time left. Sweet. So let's, sorry to cut you off there, but let's dive into Day One Organics. Let's talk about the products. Let's talk about
Sure. So we're based in Nashville, North Carolina. We've been operating in the hemp space for a little over 2.5 years. And like I said, we specialize in top quality smokables. So we have probably right now 5 or 6 different strains of indoor that looks indistinguishable to A1 top shelf marijuana, obviously without the THC. And people,
quick question about your indoor, quick question about the flower. Is this bulk goods or is this packaged branded? Yep.
So we have, we're keeping it old school here. I mean, we've got turkey bags ready to roll. I mean, we keep them in, Mylars and stuff as well.
Just a note there, because you're gonna make some viewers extremely happy and some people in our network extremely happy. I've been on in the past like week about 3 or different major brands that only want high quality indoor in bulk.
Excellent.
So, literally conversation yesterday, a big one. So I'll make sure that you get linked up with these companies.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Well, this is what we do. I mean, I'm working with a lot of friends that I've worked with over the last, 6 years out in Northern California. And we're using our same methods, same nutrients, everything that we were using for top shelf indoor out there. And we're just doing it with different genetics that happen to be under 0.3% and federally compliant. We're also working with some of our friends that have really exceptional greenhouse and doing light depths, et cetera. And we move thousands of pounds. So if they're looking, we have it here. We do spot buys. We're working with a couple pretty nice sized companies on contract. We love sharing this product. I mean, that's why I did this. It changed my life in every single way. And I want to share that with as many people as possible. Side note, we also do prepackaged as well, but we're mainly bulk wholesale focused.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. And I wanted to talk about your dabs. So dabs, especially artisan dabs are something that's been very widespread throughout the cannabis industry for a long time. Mm-hmm. Although hemp, it's a bit more few and far between just because the quality perspective of hemp and how it was processed was perceived to be lower. So please tell us about the dabs.
100%. So I have some here. This is just a little gram sample we've got. And I don't know if you guys can see that, but I mean, great color. This is one of our live resins. Has an exceptional nose. It works very well. It's obviously federally compliant, high end CBD. There's also some THCA in there. It's all the native terpenes. So that right there is some live resin. We also have stuff that's going through our closed loop systems that is, so this isn't CBD isolate. This isn't terps lit. This isn't, just some bulk extract that is being brought in and then additional terpenes added. This is everything that is native to our flower that we're taking from, some of our smalls, et cetera, stuff that we, don't sell as our bulk flower, and it's being extracted and it works great. I mean, tastes exceptional. And, people have been loving it. We generally, when we have a batch come in, once it's done, purging and everything, it's pretty much out the door. So it's been working really well. People are loving it. Even, people that are deep in the marijuana scene that don't particularly, enjoy hemp or anything. They love our flower. They love our dabs because it is bringing that whole experience to where it's an enjoyable smoke. It's an enjoyable dab. You're getting those native terpenes that are giving you, along with the cannabinoids, the entourage effect, and making you feel excellent. I don't say our products don't get you high, but they do take the edge off of life and kind of keep everything moving.
So. Excellent. Yeah, I would say that's the type of dab I would participate in. No, I'm not a not a THC dabber. Kid just gets too much for me.
Yeah.
As far as the quality of the nose, I mean, being a live resin, I'm assuming, because obviously I don't have smell-o-vision here, but I'm assuming it's probably smells great. Would it be comparable to a high-end live resin THC, you know, cannabis
it
dab?
Definitely is. It's so essentially, as long as you have those native terpenes and you store the product once it's being dried and after harvest, and you put that through a similar process, you're going to get about the same. We're also working on some solventless stuff. That's probably a bit out just because a lot of workloads got put on me right now. But it's a very similar quality to what you would expect to find at a dispensary in a rec state or a medical state, just minus the THC, but it does give you an exceptional effect. And I would recommend, anybody checking it out. Head shops, smoke shops across the country are loving it. They're, grabbing it just in bulk and prepackaging themselves. And we have other bulk distributors that grab it for us when it comes
in.
Do
you do direct consumer as well?
So we did when I first started, and it kind of just became the wholesale was just taking off.
Yeah.
Just people are seeing the quality. I was able to make the smart decision to double down on that and kind of open our production lanes for that. We are about to rebrand currently and then launch in the next couple months, and start doing direct to consumer. And we'll have all that information, up on Cantrade and stuff once we do.
Very cool. We haven't fully announced it yet. And this podcast here won't be, besides the people that are listening right now, won't be broadcast for at least another month or so. We're Hemp Show Live is going to be coming out direct consumer very shortly here. So anybody that has a direct consumer product that's on the Hemp Show is going to be on there. So
we'll
definitely get you on there. But that wraps up our time today. So if you're interested in connecting with Chris and Day One Organics, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Day One Organics wholesale store, post in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you for joining us, Chris. Oh my gosh. I wish I could just dig my head into that.
We'll get you some samples sent over.
Cool. I bet it smells great in that warehouse right now, too.
It's like, yeah, our neighbors truly appreciate it too. So,
oh yeah. Well, assuming they're friendly neighbors, otherwise,
for sure. So,
cool. All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything is Personal.